Until all the votes are counted, the final organization of the state legislature will remain on hold. The Senate majority is made up of all 10 Democrats and 3 of the 10 Republicans. Kodiak Republican Gary Stevens is president, and Anchorage Democrat Johnny Ellis is majority leader. Members say they hope to attract more Republicans and are leaving positions open for new members. The House majority is headed up by Speaker Mike Chenault of Nikiski. The House minority is waiting for complete election results before announcing its organizational plan. Leaders say final results could give Democrats enough seats to form their own bipartisan coalition. But members of both majorities say their organizations will survive. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld spoke to 5 Southeast lawmakers in leadership roles and filed this report.
Ketchikan's Kyle Johansson will be the new state House majority leader. That makes him the effective second in command of the almost all Republican organization.
In my position in leadership, you know, I'll have a seat at the table when the leadership from the House and the Senate talk about issues. So District 1 and the region will have a voice at the highest policy level of the House. And also when we go upstairs and talk to the governor, you know, Southeast will have a voice there.
Johansson, who just won his second term, chaired the House Transportation Committee for the past 2 years. Another Southeast lawmaker, Wrangell Representative Peggy Wilson, will take over that panel. She says she will focus on the ferry system, including funding fuel-efficient ships to replace older vessels.
My goal is to get some new ferries online. We need to look at them in multiple numbers instead of just one at a time, for the simple reason that you can save 25% to 30% by ordering more than one at a time, especially if they're the same type.
Wilson, who is entering her 5th term, chaired the House Health and Social Services Committee last session. Haynes Representative Bill Thomas retains his seat on the Budget Writing Finance Committee, but he gains power, becoming the panel's vice chairman. Thomas, who just won his 3rd term in office, says he'll focus on power generation and transmission projects.
Cities will tell me, but right now, as far as I can see, it's still going to be the energy issue and debt retirement and trying to get the Enterprise and other hydro and projects in, and debt retirement mainly with the smaller communities to get their energy costs down.
Newly elected Juneau Representative Kathy Munoz will chair the Chamber's Community and Regional Affairs Committee. That panel usually focuses on rural concerns and municipal government issues, but Munoz says she has a commitment that she can use her position to block capital or legislative move measures.
There's support amongst the leadership to not pursue a capital move agenda. And in the event that a capital move bill does come up, it would come to the Community and Regional Affairs as a first committee of referral. So that, you know, that's great because as committee chair, of course, you have a lot of influence over the life of a bill.
The new bipartisan Senate organization keeps Sitka Republican Bert Stedman co-chairing the Finance Committee. He held the same post, which includes overseeing the capital budget, the past 2 years. He says spending will be lower this year.
With the price of oil coming down in the mid-60s and we don't know where it's going to level out, we'll take a conservative view of our revenue forecasts and use our savings very prudently as we want them to last as long as possible. And the goal is to get the gas line constructed, get it operational before we have to implement any other tax structures like income tax or sales tax.
Stedman is entering his 3rd term. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Juneau.